This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Thanks for streaming WSOY on NowDecatur.com. This stream is presented by Hickory Point Bank, Invested. Their investment in Decatur is an investment in everyone who calls Decatur home.
Statement urging everyone to continue to follow safety precautions as regions of Illinois begin to move through different levels of COVID-19 mitigations. Regardless, IDPH Director Dr. Ngozi Ezike stated that everyone should continue mask wearing and social distancing practices.
I hope that people will see that these mitigations have done what they're supposed to. But now that those numbers have come down, we have to do our part to protect it there.
For a list of Tier 1 mitigations, go to NowDecatur.com. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to NowDecatur.com.
He's ready to take more action. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. President Biden getting ready for two new executive orders today to deal with the COVID crisis.
For the past year, we couldn't rely on the federal government to act with the urgency and focus and coordination we needed.
Today he'll sign an order to increase food assistance to some Americans, give further aid to the unemployed, and clear the way for federal workers and contractors to get a $15 minimum wage.
We directed the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, to start standing up the first federally supported community vaccination centers.
Yesterday, the president issued 10 orders to also speed up vaccinations and implement travel mask mandates. Fox's Peter Ducey at the White House.
President Biden likes to talk a lot about how COVID-19 and mask wearing are not political issues, but a key part of his response team, who also led President Trump's response, Dr. Anthony Fauci, just made some very political observations about Biden versus Trump.
One of the new things in this administration is if you don't know the answer, don't guess. Just say you don't know the answer. The idea that you can get up here and talk about what you know, what the evidence, what the science is, and know that's it. Let the science speak. It is somewhat of a liberating feeling.
Now, the president is proposing a five-year extension to the START treaty, the last remaining nuclear arms pact with Russia, which said today it welcomes the negotiations with the treaty set to expire in less than 2 weeks. In Congress,
on this vote, the yeas are 326. The nays are 78.
That House vote helped set up the one later this morning in the Senate, expected to confirm General Lloyd Austin as defense secretary. He needed a waiver that both the House and Senate approved because he hadn't been retired from the military the required 7 years. ISIS claimed responsibility for the twin Iraq suicide bombings yesterday, killing 32 people at a busy Baghdad market, injuring more than 100 others. America's listening to Fox News.
With the new president, so much is happening in Washington. Now millions are turning to Newsmax TV, your trusted news source. They're going online to Newsmax.com for breaking news and downloading the free Newsmax app on their smartphones. Newsmax TV is on all major cable systems. If you don't get Newsmax, call your cable operator or watch it free on Roku, YouTube, Apple TV, Zumo, Pluto, and smart TVs like Samsung and LG. Newsmax is real news for real people. Start watching today.
Need a good laugh? Then stop everything and check out the funniest new podcast of the year. I'm talking about This Is Important, the podcast featuring the comic geniuses from the hit TV show Workaholics. Hear Adam Devine, Anders Holm, Blake Anderson, and Kyle Newacek probe today's most important topics, like cuisine.
Are you eating sushi off of people?
Get it. Yes.
You can't do that right now.
They're sanitized.
This is hard-hitting stuff. This is Important, the funniest new podcast of the year. Listen to This Is Important wherever you get your podcasts.
2 days after President Biden took office, there's still no set plan yet to put former President Trump on trial for impeachment. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham is confident he'll be acquitted like the first impeachment last year, telling Fox,
"What the House did was wrong in terms of process, and I think we're going to have an overwhelming Republican vote that this second impeachment of Donald Trump is unconstitutional."
Republican leader Mitch McConnell suggests the House hold on to a single article of impeachment against President Trump until next week and then give the former president and House manager serving as prosecutors 2 weeks to prepare. That would set up a trial for the week of February 14th. It would also allow the Senate to continue working full time on confirming President Biden's cabinet nominees and advance other legislation. A spokesperson for Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says they received the proposal late this afternoon and will review it. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
It was yesterday when Jared filed that. Of course, the president, the former president, accused of inciting the deadly Capitol attack earlier this month. More than 100 people have been arrested. The woman accused of stealing House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's laptop was ordered to home confinement ahead of her trial. Now, there's another accused rider known as the Zip Tie Guy from Tennessee.
Federal authorities say a search of Eric Munchell's home in Nashville turned up more than a dozen firearms, including a sniper rifle and hundreds of rounds of ammo. Prosecutors in a court filing ahead of a detention hearing say Munchell is a danger to the community who was dressed for combat when a mob stormed the Capitol building. Munchell is charged with violent entry, disorderly conduct, conspiracy, and civil disorder. His mother, Lisa Eisenhart, also faces criminal charges. According to court documents, Munchell is seen on cell phone video talking about taking his weapons off before going into the building. He later spots plastic handcuffs and says, "Zip ties, I need to get me some of them." Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stocks could drop. Dow futures down more than 200 points ahead of today's trading. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
At Busey Bank, we understand the economic insecurities facing our customers and communities. Through life's ups and downs, Busey's been beside you. We're here to offer customers, businesses, and communities opportunities for financial relief because we're in this together. To learn more, visit busey.com/financial relief program or contact our team at 1-800-67-BUSEY. Busey, your partner today and for generations to come. Member FDIC.
Good morning. Here's a look at your WSOY three-day weather forecast. Today is going to be sunny with a high of 26, and tonight mostly clear with a low around 14. For Saturday, increasing clouds with a high near 34 and a chance of snow and freezing rain overnight. For Sunday, mostly cloudy and a high of 38. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is 25 degrees and your WSOY time is 6:06.
Good morning and welcome to the Friday edition of Buyers and Company. Pastor Matt Samuels will be with us today. Mayor Julie Moore Wolf. Check in with the DPS 61 Spotlight. Folks from Brink Otter and Steve Gensler's got a big secret he wants to share. I have no idea what. Company starts now.
Buyers and Company. WSOY 1340 AM, 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We are back here on a Friday. A little chillier day today than it was yesterday, that is for sure. You know, some things change and some things continue to be the same. And I think that's probably a lesson in life. We had an inauguration day, and then we had yesterday, and then today we are learning that the National Guard, which has been there protecting the United States Capitol. You know, we've all seen these images. They've come from all over the United States of America, including Illinois. and they were evidently, and I honestly don't know who is to blame. You know, some people are saying the Capitol Police, meaning the leadership of that organization. I don't know. But when Congress sort of opened back up for business, they told them to get the hell out of the way and basically put them in a parking garage with a bathroom with a couple of urinals for 5,000 troops.
It's unbelievable. The day before, they were taking pictures with the troops, with the National Guards, a lot of different members of Congress and the Senate, taking photos with them, posing, yeah, thanking them, how wonderful they are. The next day, they're kicked to the outhouse. That's unbelievable.
It shows you, though, how people care more about optics or whatever it is. I mean, how we got to this place to begin with, right?
Right.
Because people in charge are often incredibly dumb. I mean, really, really dumb.
Right, or don't think past the first ring of thought, you know. All
which
right.
is also a way of saying they're dumb.
Yeah, that's probably accurate, yes. I think so.
And I hope they find out who is to blame, because there seems to be this culture there, meaning not Democrat or Republican or even necessarily the lawmakers, but there is this, and you know, I read a lot of stories, you know, leading up to, well, after the what happened 2 weeks ago, you know, about how, oh, well, they wouldn't want us to do that, and they wouldn't want us to do that, kind of placing the blame on lawmakers. And I'm sure some of that is probably true. You know, there were decisions made based on optics that people in charge perceived would not be favorably viewed by X, Y,
sure.
or Z.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a problem, too. And that's also a leadership problem, meaning that you've got people acting on your behalf that you don't even know are acting on your behalf because they think this is the way you want it or would want it. I just don't understand.
Yeah, you know, I saw statements from both sides of the aisle in Illinois. Tammy Duckworth, who, you know, is a veteran, people like that, which are on both sides, would not tolerate this, would not be excited about this or supportive of this. So I would not be surprised if people like that chase this thing all the way down to figure out where this went sideways.
You know, but it's Washington, D.C., and you hardly ever chase anything all the way down, right? I mean, it is, once again, the culture. There'll be a fall guy. There'll be somebody gets thrown under the bus, and that's just the way it works. And thankfully, they're correcting it. But thousands of those National Guardsmen were forced to vacate the congressional grounds, take their rest breaks outside, and, you know, it's not exactly warm there, in nearby parking garages. Then if you get into the nearby parking garages, you know, it was near the Thurgood Marshall Judicial Center with heat and restroom facilities. But, yeah, the restroom facilities basically were a couple of stalls, you know, for 5,000 people.
Yeah, and that would have been fine until people needed their second or third cars in there. You know, that's
No, I just
they would have moved him again.
Yeah. You sound a little distorted to me today. I don't know what
is. There's a little bit of noise in the line, but I'm not anything terribly bad on my end.
We're like 19-2, which is not what we normally are at. Anyway, we've got a lot to get to here today. Pastor Matt will be joining us. We also have Mayor Julie Moore Wolf. I think this quietly crept into the news yesterday that we went from Tier 1 to Phase 4. This is confusing to everyone. You know, sometimes when bureaucrats do the naming of things, like they don't, like in a scientific mind it makes sense, but to everybody else it seems like inverse.
Right. Is
like Tier 1 sounds better than Phase 4.
Yeah, are we golf
phase
scoring?
Phase 4
or
is actually better than Tier 1.
Right. It is confusing.
And so part of Phase 4, we've got the guidelines overview here that I'll go over, but this is even better news than earlier, meaning more opportunities, indoor and outdoor recreation, manufacturing, health and fitness, meetings and social events. And so we will go over all of that today because it is in better and better news each and every day. And as long as we keep doing the right thing and doing the right thing by these guidelines and by each other, hopefully we can continue to keep moving in the positive direction. But I believe the Children's Museum will be able to open.
Oh, that is awesome. That's
25% capacity. I mean, there's some, mm-hmm. Guidelines. But I know I got a press release yesterday that the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Museum is opening for the first time in a very, very long time.
I get to use my membership that I renewed. I haven't used it since. So I'm excited.
Well, yes, you should be. And it is a great museum, as is the Children's Museum. So, good news on all fronts, with that. But with the good news comes the cautionary tale of just, let's not be stupid.
Oh, absolutely. 25% or 25 people. Be careful with that. I know that you're excited to take in as many people as you can, but just pace it out. Just sell them a sandwich tomorrow or tell them to come back a little later. I mean, we've got to preserve this so that we can get to 50, so we can get to 100.
Absolutely. I hope that people just stay vigilant. There is a natural inclination to sort of, oh, it gets easier, it gets better, to just go, let's go for the finish line.
Yeah, almost 4,500 Americans died yesterday. I mean, we're nowhere near being out of this thing yet, but in our particular area, we're making the steps towards it, so we just have to really be patient.
All right, well, we've got to do this in a couple of minutes here. We'll take a break. We'll come back, and Pastor Matt will join us. But phase four is better than tier one. just that's your phrase for the day. It doesn't make any sense because you substitute the word tier for phase, and then evidently, you know, you got to get through the tiers to get to the phase, and then the faves count down. It's confusing, but it's good news for everyone involved. A little later today, Angela will be with us. I saw Ken Burns on TV last night, you know, the famous documentary. Mm-hmm. He's done a full Tom Petty with the hair. Do you remember Ken Burns always had that haircut?
Yep.
Isn't the haircut kind of the Ken Burns thing? I mean, you know him by that haircut?
That's right.
He changed it.
I've seen him in the news like probably 5 or 6 times in the last couple weeks, you know, for different things that he said or projects that he's had coming up. But I've not seen a photo of him with any. They always show some kind of still shot of.
Right. And whatever that haircut is. Right. I mean, that sort of little boy like bowl cut or whatever you would call it. And I'm watching TV last night, and he's on with Doris Kearns Goodwin, you know, and they're talking about just historical perspective of X, Y, or Z. And really, I couldn't even hear anything they were saying because I was so distracted by how does this guy live his entire life and then now go with a different hairstyle literally at 67 years old. He had it all slicked back on top.
Oh, dang.
And it was long. You talked about the mullet making a comeback.
Oh.
Ken Burns now has a mullet.
It's funny. I thought I just scrolled on it, but it was a picture of Kenny Chesney with Keith Urban with the long blonde mullet, and I was like, that cannot be, and it's Kenny Chesney.
No, I mean, I'm Googling images, and I don't see it at all. I mean, because every single photo of him for his entire, like, 66 years on this planet looked like he had the Beatles haircut, right?
Right. Sometimes it would be the David Bowie where it's the Beatles with a little bit length on the back, just a little, but same game, but the thumbnail to the photo of Keith Urban that comes up when you do Ken Burns hair is an article called Famously Bad Haircuts, which implies that somewhere on that same page, Ken Burns makes the cut.
Yeah, but I mean, I think you've got to applaud a guy at the age of 67 that takes a pandemic to go the whole other route with a hairdo, right?
Right.
When you're so, I mean, that's your trademark.
It's his bread and butter for sure.
I was really stunned. We'll take a break. Here is Nick Smith with your 3-day forecast. Back with more right after this.
Today is going to be sunny with a high near 26, and tonight mostly clear with a low around 13. For Saturday, increasing clouds with a high of 34 and a chance of snow and freezing rain overnight. And Sunday, mostly cloudy with a high near 38. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is 25 degrees, and your WSOY time is 6:18. This look at your weather brought to you by SIU Center for Family Medicine in Decatur.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere, located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With its beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
You want your children and grandchildren to focus on their future, not tuition. For more than 150 years, Busey Bank has partnered with families and businesses to establish impactful, enduring legacies. Busey's experienced advisors can help build plans and develop strategies that work as hard as you do, evolving to create lasting impact for your family and legacy. Learn more at Busey.com. Busey is proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini, member FDIC. This year, business as usual has been anything but. At Busey Bank, we know you still have financial goals. Our team is here to develop plans and help build strategies that work as hard as you do. With the right partner and investment strategies in place, you can take charge of the years ahead. Busey's wealth management experts are right beside you. Learn more at Busey.com. Busey is proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini, member FDIC.
With a First Mid debit card, you have a trusted friend. Take it with you wherever you go, like your best pal. When you need some space, leave it at home and pay with mobile wallet. Find your debit card is missing? Just turn your card off with Card Valet until you're reunited. You can also set spending limits and get alerts on your phone so your card won't go shopping without you. You and your debit card will have the perfect friendship every step along the way. Visit firstmid.com. First Mid Bank and Trust. Member FDIC.
Did things change for you financially this past year? Have you just had it with preparing your own tax returns? Let Katz Tax Service Indicator prepare them for you. Katz Tax Service preparers are trained yearly in the latest tax laws, and you never need an appointment, so you can have your taxes prepared at your convenience. Katz Tax Service, professional service at competitive fees. Katz Tax Service, in the same location since 1972. Indicator at 812 South 16th Street, just off Cantrell.
Listening to Byers and Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a, what is today? It's Friday. I know this week has felt very odd to me, like the days, and well, I'm not quite sure why.
I know there's two reasons why. First, it's because on Monday, it was a holiday.
Okay, that would explain.
And then
a
whole day was occupied with the inauguration, so all your typical
stuff that you would do in a normal day.
Yep, have been disrupted multiple times this week.
Okay, that makes sense. And I'm curious when I think about here we are 1 year later. I believe Wednesday was the anniversary of the very first case of COVID here in the United States of America.
It was actually yesterday.
Was it yesterday?
It was yesterday, yep.
The one-year anniversary of the first diagnosed case. Now, most of us, January 21st, were nowhere near the understanding of what was to come. But that is amazing that a year has passed. All right, a little later today, I'll tell you about how you can take Bernie sitting there with his mittens and his mask and place him anywhere in the world.
Okay.
It's a fun thing to do.
Oh, yeah, I was doing some of it myself yesterday.
Were you doing it?
Yeah.
Okay, good. We'll also talk about Mayor Pete. We've got a lunch fitness plan and the fat but fit myth. We'll get to with Angela a little later in the program. But right now, Pastor Matt joins us from gtchurch.com. Pat, Pastor Matt, how are you this morning? Happy Friday to you.
Thank you so much, Brian. I am doing great. Happy Friday to you.
All right, what's your plans this weekend? Do you get a weekend or is it all work?
There are times where it definitely feels like the whole weekend is work. But last weekend was our first Sunday back in the building, and everybody's safe, everybody in masks, and super, super appreciative that we could safely gather together. So it was definitely a highlight. So I'm looking forward to Sunday morning again.
Okay, well, that connection in person I know is very important to people, and I'm glad that you guys are going to be able to do that. And Phase 4 guidelines, which were announced yesterday, makes it even better for everyone. You're still, being careful. How do you deal with, I'm sure you have some folks who say, oh, I don't want to wear a mask, or I don't want to follow any of the rules. How do you sort of approach that?
It's a great question, Brian, and I am so thankful for my church family. Everybody has done what I've asked to do, and we've actually changed a little bit, where it's like, we're being super stringent, and even during singing, like everybody has to keep their masks on the entire time they're in the building. And so I looked out Sunday morning. I saw a couple people sitting like way in the back by the, you know, way back there, who moved, you know, moved their mask down. And I'm like, okay, so 99% of the people in the room are doing, you know, and when it was time to leave, they pulled it back up and went. And so, so I'm pretty thankful that everybody is complying, and, we're just looking out for one another. That's what I think it is. It really is consideration that it's like, it's not all about me and all about my comfort. It is a way you can demonstrate you care for one another.
How do you take the news of the week? And it's been such a tumultuous year. I mean, you know, it seems like every week it just there's piling on with the emotions and with the antagonism and with the discord and a lack of grace. How do you teach those lessons every Sunday? How do you decide to sort of not comment on the news of the day, but what you take in as a human being and be able to get up on that stage and turn it into a positive message for people?
So this Sunday, Brian, I'm going to be talking about a pretty famous character in the Bible, Joseph, who you know, the Prince of Egypt, that whole storyline where his own brothers sold him into slavery, and his life was absolutely horrible. And just when it seemed like things were turning around in his life and he was moving up the ranks in Pharaoh's house, well, his wife accused him of trying to rape her, you know, and so things got worse. You know, it was just crazy. And what I'm going to talk about this Sunday, Brian, is there are times in our lives when things happen that are absolutely out of our control. And there are times in our lives where we absolutely do the wrong thing. We know it's the wrong thing. And it's like, I don't care. Today, I'm doing it. I'm saying it. I'm going to be that guy today. And what I'm going to encourage everybody this weekend, Brian, is in this thought, along this thought pattern, that you can restory your life. The things that have happened to you, the things even that you have caused, those things can be looked at with a fresh perspective. And Brian, it's a simple message, but I think people get caught being the victim all the time. Have you ever known someone who got divorced 15 years ago and still when you talk to them, it seems like that's the only thing they can talk about? Or maybe they lost their job, or maybe they did something that was horrible and it's like that story has followed them their whole lives. You can restory your life so that you look at it differently. It doesn't affect you in every single part of your life. And I'm going to talk about the difference between that and restoration. Brian, there are things that don't get fixed. You lose people. You lose jobs. And it's not like you get those things back. But you don't have to perpetually be the victim on the negative end. You can look at it with a heart of gratitude. You can look at it and count your blessings, and it can make a difference in how you move through life.
Listen, I applaud the fact that you're actually talking about people who have lost something versus this phoniness that we have today in society, that I've lost a freedom because you asked me to wear a mask to be considerate of other people's health. I mean, at least what you're talking about is actual grievance and loss.
Yes, Brian, and there's no reason denying it. There's no reason trying to color everything, you know, with beautiful colors. There are times we do stupid things, and there are times, Brian, when horrific things happen to us in our lives that are out of our control. My point is, it doesn't have to become the story of your life. There is healing, you know.
It doesn't have to define you, you know, and I think that that's what we have all too often in life. And I think it is because I know there was a phrase that was popular for a while, like, you know, first world problems, you know, meaning that you're so developed and so rich and so fat and so lazy that you now think these tiny things are problems when most of the world would welcome all that you have. And I think that we get guiltier of that each and every day, right? I mean, it's... not to mean that there's not people out there with real problems. That's not what I'm talking about. It's not what you're talking about. But how we define those problems, I think this has been the eye-opening thing for me this year, is watching, you can call it privilege, you can call it whatever you want to call it, people who just are throwing temper tantrums about things they don't need to throw temper tantrums about.
It is exactly right, Brian, and I'm going to really try to encourage my church family. We kind of have a little saying at GT that I every so often will throw it out there just to remind people. There's got to be times, significant times in your life, where you look yourself in the mirror and just say, it ain't about you. That's not grammatically correct. You know what I mean? It ain't about you. You need to step outside of this and see what you're saying and what you're doing, how it's affecting other people. And ultimately, Brian, we all have so much to be thankful for, even in times of loss, even in times of lack, Brian, we have a lot to be thankful for.
Pastor Matt, we have 30 seconds. What time Sunday?
9:30 Sunday morning. Come on out to the campus. I guarantee you, you will be accepted exactly the way you are. Dress comfortably and make sure you wear a mask. If you don't, we've got one at the door for you.
Pastor Matt, we appreciate it. Have a great weekend. I hope it's not all work for you. You know, people don't think about, you know, it's a calling. Well, yeah, it's still a job, too. They think like Tuesday, Wednesday off?
I don't know.
I wonder. I don't know. We'll talk about that next Friday. We got to take a break for stories and news. And when we get back here, Mayor Julie Moore Wolf will be joining us in a few minutes. We'll talk about phase four and what that means. Don't go anywhere.
This is Shiler with your stories now. The Illinois Department of Public Health issued a statement urging everyone to continue to follow safety precautions as regions of Illinois begin to move through different levels of COVID-19 mitigations. Regardless, IDPH Director Dr. Ngozi Ezike stated that everyone should continue mask wearing and social distancing practices.
I hope that people will see that, you know, these mitigations have done what they're supposed to. But now that those numbers have come down, we have to do our part to protect it there.
For a list of Tier 1 mitigations, go to nowdecatur.com. Governor J.B. Pritzker's decision to prioritize COVID-19 vaccinations to the state's prison population was met with headlines that appeared that he was putting healthy, young inmates in front of Illinois' elderly population. But criminal justice advocates say there's more to it. As of the week ending January 12th, 9,569 prisoners in non-federal prisons in Illinois had been infected with COVID-19. That's a rate of 2,589 infections per 10,000 prisoners. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to nowdecatur.com.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Biden today signs executive orders aimed at getting more food assistance to families in need and moving toward a $15 minimum wage for federal contractors. Yesterday, it was orders related to coronavirus response, including a national vaccination campaign.
We directed the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, to start standing up the first federally supported community vaccination centers.
He's also ordered more production of personal protective equipment and more federal guidance on keeping schools and child care centers open. National Guard troops protecting the Capitol are now allowed back inside for breaks.
Thousands of National Guard troops were told to vacate Capitol grounds by U.S. Capitol Police. One group reportedly forced to relocate from a Senate building to a nearby parking garage with only one bathroom and two stalls for 5,000 troops. And this is drawn bipartisan outrage from lawmakers.
Fox's Griff Jenkins. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, this is Ryan Spurlock from the Brass Horn and Brass Horn 2, and I'm happy to announce that 2021 is finally here. We made it. 2020 was a year we would all like to forget, and with that being said, we are kicking off our clearance sale to finally say goodbye to 2020. Save 30% at the Brass Horn on all our fall and winter sportswear, as well as selected shoes, fall outerwear, and accessories. Save 25% as well at the Brass Horn 2 on all fall and winter merchandise, including tops, bottoms, outerwear, and accessories. Stop in today for the best selection. Remember to wear a mask when you shop the Brass Horn and Brass Horn 2.
Here is Nick Smith with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Today is going to be sunny with a high near 26, and tonight mostly clear with a low around 14. For Saturday, increasing clouds with a high of 34 and a chance of snow and freezing rain overnight. And for Sunday, mostly cloudy with a high near 38. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is 25 degrees, and your WSOY time is 6:32.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
There's so much great music that takes forever to get to it, and this is certainly one of those songs, the later years of the Temptations.
Right. I had forgotten how long this build-up was.
Oh, it's a great build-up. It's a great song. There's no mistaking that at all. It just takes a little while to get there. And then you have that opening, Do You Remember? And that is fantastic. I haven't heard Papa Was a Rolling Stone for a long time. Thank you. That made me happy.
All right, good. All right.
I heard during the Fox News talking about the National Guard story, and here was the phrase that was used, and I don't think the reporter had any ill intent, but it made me think about in the context of which we discuss everything in Washington, D.C., that there was bipartisan outrage.
Not just regular outrage by reasonable people.
But no, I mean, doesn't that phrase capture what's wrong with American politics today? That you can't just say people who were there to protect your life were treated poorly, that it has to be coined in a political meaning that across the aisles they are mad. Instead of just saying, why wouldn't you be? This is a really crappy way to treat people that just stood on a line with a machine gun to protect your lives.
Yeah, we can't be universally mad without it being some sort of bridging of a gap.
I just thought that phrase was so interesting to me. What does that mean, bipartisan outrage? And why? And why are we to a point now where we have to describe what people would just say bad manners, bad treatment, poor treatment, and have to look at it through a political lens that, yes, both sides of the political aisle agree this was bad treatment?
You know, that's a very good question, because I felt subconsciously, when I mentioned earlier, I did that. I mean, not directly. I didn't call it bipartisan, but I made it a point, I guess subconsciously, to point out that I heard from both sides of both parties.
And when did we get to the point where we have to say that disapproval of bad behavior has to have an R and a D, or else it's something else? I mean, why can't we just say, that's bad form? You know, treating people who are there to protect you is bad form. And it doesn't matter whether you're a libertarian or whether you're a socialist or whether you're a hardcore conservative or a hardcore Democrat, that we can at least agree this is bad behavior.
Yeah, I'm glad you actually called that to attention, because it's now something I'm going to be a little more aware of, you know, because you're right. You don't.
I mean, I think in political conversations, there's nothing wrong with the context of this has bipartisan support, meaning this is a good idea that reaches across political spectrums. But the idea that you take 5,000 National Guards men and women and put them in a parking garage with one bathroom and two stalls in the cold because you don't want them in the way of the Capitol, that shouldn't be partisan.
Yeah, there's nothing political about that. That's just bad.
But that's the lens that everything is viewed through in Washington, D.C. And I think if we're going to heal as a country, if we're going to unite at all, we got to just start putting some things in a common sense category that has nothing to do with partisan.
That is actually probably the simplest but most true thing that could be said about all of our problems.
I guarantee you've got people on the planet that if AOC says something, before they even process what she said, are immediately against it without even hearing it, and vice versa, right? And this is what we do in life now. It's all through this blue lens, through this red lens, and never the two shall meet anywhere in between. When you have to describe the efforts to pull the National Guardsmen out of a two-stall bathroom in a freezing cold parking garage as bipartisan.
that is so cockeyed. It doesn't even make sense.
It makes sense because we just keep doing it.
No, I know it does.
I mean, when you just do it and you do it and you do it, you know, we were having these conversations, you know, when things become routine or when they become habit or when when you just do it day in and day out and day in and day out. And it used to be they would do it in Washington, D.C., and people really would kind of, yeah, I know. Now we all do it on Facebook and social media. Got to be against this person, against that person. Can't hear anything anybody else is saying. And everything is through a partisan lens. Why don't we just talk about human behavior, what's good and or bad, because 90% of the time you can do that. I mean, you really can. That's a good way to behave or not a good way to behave, or that's a right way to do something or a wrong way to do something, and quit thinking about whether it is blue or red.
Yeah, absolutely. And we all have our own flavors of outrage, our own flavors of violence that, you know, and you find yourself, well, not me per se, but people find themselves arguing over our violence isn't as bad as your violence.
It is so ridiculous. Yeah. I mean, if you had an alien, they've been in the news a lot lately, and you had to explain to them why we are doing what we are doing, I think you would be hard pressed to do so.
I think they'd get back in their spaceship and go beep beep, I'm out.
I mean, if they came in without any preconceived notions and just said, well, I explain this.
Yeah,
you have so much, and this is what you're arguing over.
Yeah.
Why? Social media. You know, that's what we do. And I still can't get over Ken Burns' hair. I can't even find it, Nick. It's like it's been eradicated from the internet. I saw it with my own two eyes last night, and I cannot find it. The technology doesn't usually let you down like this.
No, well, I mean, he's a little bit under the radar kind of guy.
He was on TV last night.
What channel?
I believe it was CNN.
I bet I can find it.
I looked on CNN's website and can't find it.
I'll see what I can do. We got a break coming up.
I know we do, but I'm just telling you, I went, what? Because sure, there are just some things you can expect in life. and one of those is Ken Burns' haircut. And you go, wait a minute. So this pandemic, maybe, I don't know, I'm assuming, took 67 years to shake him into a new hairstyle?
I don't know. If his film style changes, or maybe he's a whole new man.
I applaud it. I'm all for it. I'm just telling you, visually, it was a little bit stunning. It set me back, and now I'm kind of distracted today because I can't find it.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, man. Poor Ken Burns.
No, it's not
poor. Actually, not poor Ken Burns. Good for Ken Burns.
It looked good, but it was like, I mean, he had that Beatles mop of hair like his entire life. I mean, that's what you think of, right? Mm-hmm. He's the guy that could be an avatar that looks exactly like the guy.
Right. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And now he's on TV last night, and it's slicked back like Pat Riley with the party in the back.
Oh, very nice.
And I'm like, wait a minute. I can't count on anything anymore.
Yeah, if Ken Burns doesn't have bangs, then who knows what's happening in the world. Nothing's right.
You're right. I'm going to find this. I am on a mission. Trust me. It happened. I didn't dream this up. We have to take a break. We get back. We'll visit with the mayor. The difference between Tier 1 and Phase 4 and why they have made the names, the categories. It's so complicated.
Yeah, you could have picked an easier nomenclature, guys.
I always liked the color thing, right? You know, because at least you could understand, unless you were completely colorblind, but, you know, that's that. But we'll get to it. It's good news. It's even better news for Macon County. Time now for the Marquee Coffee Break. Fresh roasting coffee, locally in Decatur for over 40 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discerning coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere, located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With its beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
How would you like to have a say in how your donations are used in our community? With the Community Foundation of Macon County's Give365 Giving Circle, you do. Through the Give365 Giving Circle, when you donate just $1 a day for a year, you have a vote in how the funds are used. Just think of all of the good you can do for our community organizations, schools, seniors, kids, the arts, food banks, animals, and so much more with $365 a year. You can donate monthly or a one-time payment. And when your donations are combined with other Give365 Giving Circle donations, we can do even more for the community. Let's work together to make a more powerful impact. Donate for yourself, with your spouse, or as a family or group to make a difference. Sign up for the Community Foundation of Macon County's Give365 Giving Circle today and have your say at MaconCountyGives.org.
The Brass Horn has been a staple of the downtown Decatur area since 1993, and I've been fortunate enough to be part of the store since 1995. Hi, Ryan Spurlock here, co-owner of the Brass Horn, and I am encouraging you to come by and see what we can do for you the next time your life calls for you to spruce up your look. We have a well-trained and professional staff that is here to make sure that you look great and feel comfortable the next time you need to make your look speak for itself. The Brass Horn, located at 108 East Prairie in downtown Decatur, keeping Central Illinois looking sharp since 1990.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Are we going to do a full Motown day? I would be very happy with that.
Fine by me. Let's do it.
All right. You found the link, right?
Yep. He looks like, he looks like David Bowie, I think, to some degree.
I don't know. I'm not even sure. No, see, that's an older interview.
That was two days ago.
No, I'm sorry. It was with Chris Cuomo, not Anderson Cooper,
oh, well,
I think.
It's still the same dude, right?
It was last night. No, it was even more last night, slick back on top.
Oh, no. Oh, my goodness. That was literally 2 days ago.
All I'm saying is you can't count on anything anymore.
Nope.
All right. Mayor Julie Moore Wolf joins us, and she's with us each and every weekday and has been since March. The Phase 4 guidelines overview for Region 6, which includes Macon County, announced yesterday. Were you expecting this yesterday?
Well, I was hoping for it. And, you know, there's been a lot of conspiracy theories of, oh, yeah, now that the election's over, everything's going to be fine again. What it really is the numbers. And everything is based on a rolling 7-day average. That means, said, some of the numbers, the metrics have changed a little bit because they changed how they looked at hospitalizations and the availability of ICU beds versus healthcare workers. So that, there's been a tweak to that. But I've got to tell you, just trying to find an easy how-to, what does this mean, is not that easy. It is so convoluted and so confusing between tiers and phases, and it's nuts. But you can go on the state website and look for your specific industry that should give you really good guidance. But
yeah, we also have the link in our...
That. This is this one, this is that one, and it's not that easy.
Yeah, we have that link in the story on nowdecatur.com, but it does mean good news for museums, indoor, outdoor recreation, health and fitness, meetings and social events, and we've got the link in the story, theaters and performing arts, offices, restaurants and bars. And yet, Mayor, I've seen a lot of political leadership, complain. They complained in the spring that the state took a one size fits all, everybody's got to play by the same rules. They didn't want that. They wanted individualized areas. And now that we have individualized areas, everybody's complaining this is too confusing. I mean, I just feel like people are going to complain no matter what they do.
Yeah, that seems to be the tenor of the world these days. But for once, I was happy. I got the news just as right before lunch hour yesterday, you know, like the lunch hour crowd if you're a restaurant. And I sat in the parking lot in front of the Civic Center, and if I had a restaurant owner in my phone, I started making, you know, random calls, you know, to Rodney Powell at Robbie's and, you know, Coney McCain's and Doherty's and Flash at the Wagon, a few other places, Debbie's Diner, just to say, open up, you can have more people in. So,
yeah.
You know, it was nice to be able to share something really, really positive that directly impacts them, you know, and I said this is effective right now. So it was a good day.
And with the caveat, though, that people need to be smart about this, because the smarter we are, the longer we can do what we're doing and get better and better. But if you just sort of like Katie bar the door and everything goes, we're going to be right back where we started.
Yeah, we have to be vigilant. We have to continue to be. Yesterday, I was reporting out in a work huddle that the new strain of the virus was noted to be in 12 states. I heard this morning it's now 20 states, that they know that this UK strain, which spreads faster and more easily than the strain we've been battling for a year. So, you know, while it is great that we can celebrate, we can go out, we can actually go to lunch, go to dinner, you can sit in, you know, a brewery and have a drink with your friends, we also have to be very, very vigilant and continue to wash your hands, socially distance yourselves from others, and wear your mask. And nobody wants to do any of it, but, you know, A, washing your hands is always a good idea. The masks, yeah, it's getting old, but you know what, folks, it's not that hard. You know, we can power through this and keep this thing under control, because the last thing we want to do is go backwards.
I know, and it feels to me that there, and I don't know what the percentage is, but there are a number of people that are going to, no matter what, connect this to politics, and that these guidelines, this phase four, tier one, all of that is just because there's a new president.
Yeah, and that's been the unfortunate story since this began, is instead of being about public health and how do we overcome it, it became, you know, an issue that divided this country. And when we really needed more than ever to be together on something and to be all in, it really put a dividing line down the middle. And every action, whether it was by governors or presidents, was seen as a political move. Everything has been suspect ever since. And it's unfortunate because if we are all together on this and we follow the rules and we do what we can together, we all get better together. If we don't, we bring down everybody around us.
The president's suggesting that we could be at 500,000 deaths by the end of February. I mean, that's just a staggering number.
It's horrifying. And, you know, you were talking a little bit earlier about how the first case was just discovered this week a year ago in the United States. And I don't think, quite honestly, and let's give everybody a pass on this, I don't think any of us ever imagined it would be what it was. We just didn't. We've battled things like Ebola and swine flu before, and we've been okay. We've, you know, managed it. And this one, because of who knows what mistakes were made and the decisions that were made to make this political rather than about health, really hurt our efforts in trying to fight this virus.
Mayor,
so I
was
turn the page and move on.
I know,
you know,
Mayor. I was.
Right,
I don't understand why people can't admit. If when you just don't know and then you know. I mean, we all were standing around in March. I was at the YMCA talking to somebody, going, "Yeah, I know. You know, flu kills a lot of people." I mean, I was having that conversation. We were at
so
the airport,
Brian. I was like telling people to calm down. You know,
yeah.
It's going to be fine. And we just didn't know. We had no clue that it would be this bad and that the United States of America couldn't manage it immediately. You know, we've got a lot of faith in our country, and we've always managed to handle it before, regardless of what was coming at us, and we didn't do a very good job with this.
Well, we can do better. We're at phase four, which is good news for a lot of people if we're smart about this and if we just take other people's health into consideration. Don't think of it as a sacrifice that you have to make. Think about it as a sacrifice for the people you love and care about and for the people that everyone else loves and cares about. And that's the best advice I can give. Mayor, thank you very much. We'll talk to you Monday. Have a great weekend. Mayor Julie Moore Wolf. I remember coming home one day. And Lindsay Romano, you know her from The Refresh and all the great video work she does?
Yeah.
From an undisclosed location. She said, "You're going too far with this."
I remember.
We were talking about at that time there might be 60,000 people that could lose their lives. We're at 400,000 people. And the idea that some people on social media will just go, "Yeah, that's a lie." When you just clearly won't even, I mean, I guess we just went through this, through the election, so it shouldn't be a surprise. I mean, like math. You know, when I grew up, math was something that wasn't sort of debatable. It wasn't sort of like that you come to, well, you can have your math and I'll have my math. I mean, that wasn't the conversation around math.
Right.
Then you can say you can have your feelings and I can have my feelings. You can have your opinion and I can have my opinion, but you don't get your own math.
Right.
It doesn't work that way. And there was a point in the spring and in March and then into April, you were there, we were there together, where we didn't know. And there were public comments from the political folks at the time saying, you know, maybe 60,000 people. And early on, and I think you and I were very clear, the people that blame President Trump, I blame President Trump for making this political. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. He was a terrible example. He made the mask political. He made all of this political. It's going to go away. He said a lot of dumb things. But in January and February, the Democrats were trying to impeach him on something that most people in America didn't give a crap about at all. And no one in Washington, D.C. was putting their eye on the ball.
That's right.
And it was okay, I think, that we all had a thought of, well, yeah, you know, they said this about SARS. They said this about, you know, you could go to all these examples of where we were supposed to run for our lives and it didn't materialize, right? And I think that's what people were working with. And I get that, and I've understood that from the very beginning. What I don't understand is now, 10 months after that fact, 1 year after the first case being diagnosed, is that there are a whole lot of people that are still in that week one mental state. A year later.
Yeah, you would think that there's enough empirical data around them, just or anecdotal information where, you know.
Come on, Nick, I got my own math. I don't need your math. I got my own math.
You know, I mean, just the stuff that you pick up on. Everybody,
the overage of deaths in the world year to year.
The deaths going.
I mean, like, you could just take this whole 400,000 category and eliminate it, and then just look at the number of people who have died in the last 12 months versus the number of people who've died in the previous 12 months. Go back 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 15 years.
Right. Yeah.
And yet there's still people, they didn't really die of COVID. I mean, we're still dealing with rumors and myth from a year ago.
Yeah. I personally, online, it feels to some degree that the party, that kind of party is breaking up a little bit.
We'll make you an administrator of Nowdicator.com's Facebook page.
I'm saying there's still some house parties still going, full-fledged, but the collective is, there's some that are closing up shop.
And I get the... I'm not talking to the business owner that's so frustrated because they feel like they could face bankruptcy or lose their, you know, I'm talking about just the people who just are deniers that it's even real. Or people who will still a year later go, it's just the flu. Or the election flu.
I don't know how you arrive on that.
Well, you arrive at it because you want to.
I know.
You don't get your math. It's good news, phase four.
That is great news. But I read through some of it.
But it will be all for naught if we all just run out and don't have any consideration for anyone else. And that is the self-fulfilling prophecy of this horrible pandemic, is that a very few, and all it takes is a very few, to keep being deniers and keep being obstacles and keep breathing on everybody and keep refusing to wear a mask or refusing to believe in it, are the ones that then set us back, and then they scream the most about being set back. And then, oh, by the way, we won't take a vaccine. Now, we get to the vaccine point. That's up to you. I mean, you know, when we get to that point, there'll be enough people that will take the vaccine that it will work. And we'll get to this herd immunity that everybody was screaming about back in the spring that didn't work out for Sweden and other places that tried it. But we'll get to that point. And then you are just somebody with your own math, your own opinions, your own science. And if you catch it and die, it's on you. And you at least aren't going to infect somebody who was smart enough to get vaccinated. But we're not at that point. So now you and your small base of, I've got my own math, I've got my own science, I got my medical degree on Facebook, you are now a danger to everyone else. And also an obstacle to remaining on the road to recovery. I'm thrilled about phase four, thrilled at the Children's Museum. I mean, all of these places that we'll be able, but we have to be smart. This didn't go away. It wasn't an election flu. It didn't end in November. It didn't end on inauguration day. Expecting 100,000 more deaths. And if you do the math of how exponentially that has grown, I mean, 100,000 deaths in a little over 30 days, I hope they're wrong.
Yeah, but that's 4,000 plus a day.
Yeah. So, anywho, we'll take a break. Here's Nick Smith with your three-day forecast. A lot to get to here today, folks. Don't go anywhere.
Today is going to be sunny with a high of 26, and tonight mostly clear with a low around 14. For Saturday, increasing clouds with a high of 34 and a chance of snow and freezing rain overnight. And for Sunday, mostly cloudy with a high near 38. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is 23 degrees, and your WSOY time is 6:57. This look at your weather brought to you by Staley Credit Union. We go everywhere you go.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With its beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Hi, this is JR from Speed Lube, and we know if you've got a diesel truck, you love it and want to take good care of it. And there is no better way than with Shell Rotella Motor Oil from Speed Lube. Whether you need T5 synthetic blend or T6 full synthetic oils for your truck, Speed Lube has you covered. And we will have you back on your way faster than anyone with no appointment necessary. And should your truck need more, we at Speed Lube can handle that too. But keep your diesel truck powering along at its best with Shell Rotella Motor Oil, and your next oil change is Speed Lube, with 6 Decatur area locations to serve you.
SIU Center for Family Medicine reminds you that the flu vaccine prevents tens of thousands of hospitalizations each year. For example, during 2018 to 2019, flu vaccinations prevented an estimated 58,000 flu-related hospitalizations. Be safe this flu season and get your flu vaccination. Contact SIU Center for Family Medicine Decatur today. Schedule an appointment for your flu shot by calling 217-872-3800. SIU Center for Family Medicine. We care. You matter.
No matter where you are, we're there. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is Shiler with your stories now. 1 million households in Illinois do not have internet devices at home. That makes doing schoolwork, applying for jobs, registering for utility assistance, and even contacting doctors far more difficult. A new initiative aims to reduce the digital divide highlighted by the ongoing pandemic. The Connect Illinois Initiative has launched a new effort to get in-need families the devices they need to get online at home. The group will collect old computers and phones that will be upgraded and donated to low-income families. People who get new phones and laptops over the holidays are encouraged to set the old devices aside to donate this month. Distribution events will be scheduled in every Illinois county. Operation Enduring Support is now accepting donations for Easter care packages for our deployed military that will be mailed on March.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.